basically UNEs that ye have as your link, all the UNEs that ye have as your link is basically the unexplained absentees, and that's who's going home. So if they're suspended or school activity or are ills or whatever, that's an explained absentee, so they won't be getting a note home or an SMS home. Now, if I go back in here as well to my demo, and if I click on my demo on a double, if I have my double, if doubles come up beside each other, you do your save. If that's the case, that's what I do, and they're all in, that's fine. But then if I have this as a first before lunch, first after lunch, I have to go back into my attendance again in the afternoon, and I take a look at my roll call for the afternoon class and change it to some absent. I have to change them in the afternoon. Click on absence. Save. As a double, you go back in again, if that's the case, if they're not one before lunch or one in the afternoon or so on and so forth. You also have, if you decide to change here for yourself, it's not detrimental to the running of the school, but if I go here to late, and if I basically just put those three as late, and I want to mark this one in particular because I'm watching this girl, I can go here to save, a plus note, tick on her name and put in 10 minutes or so. It doesn't matter. It's just for yourself as a note, so that you can keep control over it yourself down the road. So when you go to print off a report at a later stage, you'll get a report printed. I want her lates and all her lates. The side that will come up notes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 15 minutes or whatever, just for yourself. It's not basically detrimental to the running of the school, but it's for yourselves as a personal note, and it's controlled.
Sorry, well, whenever he's here, today, you know, the last number of days, and the boys tell us, oh, he's gone to the plowing list, right? How did everybody
absent? Unexplained absent.
Until.
Don't believe everything you're told.
Until.
Who qualifies that? I think, are we looking at, like, just going forward, that if you know TY2 are going to be gone in the day, all right? I just say somebody. And they can be bulk marked out so that if you have them on the day and you have a mixture, you'll simply just get the guys who are in TY2 will come up with student activity.
Yeah, now that's, we're a bit away from that because we have to set up different groups. But like yesterday, I marked all the TYs absent for school activity, but today we don't have a group called TY2 yet, we just have all the TYs. So it's going to take a bit of time. But if people want groups made up like basketball, under 14s or whatever, you let myself and Tony know, we can set up those groups, and then it's very easy to bulk attend them in any fashion you want, you know, school activity. But it's going to take a little bit of time. So my advice in the meantime would be just take a roll, and if you know they're gone ploughing with the school, put it as an SA. And if you don't know they're gone ploughing with the school, put it as unexplained.
Yeah. On official capacity, gone to the ploughing championships on an official capacity through the school.
Yeah.
If they're gone off, there's a school down the country where a TD's daughter hired a personal bus yesterday, and she brought a whole group off to the Ploughing Championships.
Unofficially. Hired a bus. Took her friends.
A whole bus. That's an unexplained absentee. Oh, it's not. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Politician training.
It's down as an unexplained absentee. They're not on official capacity with the school. They're not down. They're actually
never forget that. Comment.
Bus. Okay? So what I've shown in the office above, lads, sorry, what I've shown in the office above is basically we've created up a hurling junior and a hurling senior. So that's that stage, and I've shown Maria how to do that as well. So also, if the list goes in, they can be added into that, and then you can actually, on the admin side, then have an attendance button over here. So if there's a match on Friday, and it's set up, and the match is on Friday, they can actually click on Friday, put in Friday from 11 o'clock on to the rest of the day that they've gone off in the match. So from 11 on Friday, it'll start to be bulked out for those students to the classes. Not 20 past 10, they're not gone 20 past
that
10.
That can only be done in the office.
That would be only set up in the office side of things, or admin side of things.
So if somebody had a group, they'd have to give that list or whatever, or alert the office.
To somebody that'll have the attendance post or that rights. Mm. You know, that's not done by a teacher itself.
Sorry, what's the significance of a flag beside flags? The
significance of a flag means that at some stage throughout where there's an unexplained absentee against that student. At some stage. Okay? And that's been linked through to your first in the morning or first in your afternoon. So if at any stage over the last few weeks there's a flag beside a student, that means that there's in the morning, first in the morning attendance or first in the afternoon attendance not been taken or not been appropriately unexplained against that student. That's what, so you'll have the flag against that there. Okay.
I haven't seen the flag yet.